from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump is under attack across the political spectrum for his failure to denounce the white supremacists who staged the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday that turned deadly. On Saturday, he condemned what he called an egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. The violence resulted in one death and 19 injuries. But the president did not condemn the extremist groups who organized the protest, many of them his political supporters, who openly deride racial minorities, Jews, and women with signs and chants. However, on Sunday, the White House, in a statement, did say that President Trump, quote, very strongly condemns individual hate groups such as white supremacists, KKK, and neo-Nazis. His national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, told ABC News the deadly violence that broke out at the rally, quote, meets the definition of terrorism. He described the car ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters as a criminal act that may be motivated by this hatred and bigotry. 19 people were hurt, some of them critically, and two Virginia State Police troopers who had been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed when their helicopter crashed. The U.S. Justice Department has announced it has opened a civil rights investigation into the day of violence. The white supremacists carried signs and chanted slogans against racial minorities and Jews, engaging the counter-protesters in hours of fights. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The top American general has arrived in South Korea amid unprecedented threats between Washington and Pyongyang and as annual military exercises between the United States and South Korea risk increasing tensions. General Joe Dunford is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said, "We're all looking to get out of this situation without a war." A position echoed by President Trump's National Security Advisor, General H.R. McMaster.
Our response is we are prepared militarily to deal with this if necessary, but we're taking all possible actions short of military action to resolve this very grave threat to the United States and the world. And that includes a very determined diplomatic effort led by our Secretary of State. And it also includes increasing sanctions, increasing pressure on the North to convince Kim Jong-un that this is not in his interest to continue this path of provocation and escalatory actions.
2 days ago, President Trump warned in a tweet that military solutions were, quote, locked and loaded should North Korea act unwisely. The political opposition in Kenya continues to dispute the results of Tuesday's presidential election. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
The Kenya National Commission on Human Rights released a statement Saturday that 24 people had lost their lives since the day after the August 7th election, and that they were a result of police using live bullets in opposition strongholds, like some Nairobi slums in areas of western Kenya like Kisumu, Homa Bay, Migori, and Siaya. Although it does not release casualty figures, the Kenya Red Cross stated that as of Sunday morning, it had responded to 117 people with various injuries since August 8th. The opposition has urged supporters to not go to work on Monday and wait until Tuesday for further directions. They also blamed some local news outlets for not telling the truth and urged a boycott of certain newspapers and television stations. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Landslides and flooding triggered by heavy rain have killed at least 47 people in southern Nepal, and police said Sunday has left thousands of people homeless. The death toll is expected to rise. About 24 people still are missing and feared dead after 3 days of heavy downpours in at least 9 southern districts of the Himalayan country. Around 31,000 families have been displaced by the floods and landslides, which began Friday. Police said floodwaters toppled telephone towers and power lines, cutting communications and electricity in many areas. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.